errands. It makes a lot of sense to group together in one place reminders of all the things you need to do when you're out and about. When you know you need to get in your car and go somewhere, it's great to be able to look at the list while you're on the road. Actions like get stock certificates from Safety Deposit Box, pick up pictures at the framers, and buy petunias at the nursery would all go here. This list could, of course, be nothing more elaborate than a post-it that you keep in your planner somewhere, or a screen in an errands category of the to-do section on your Palm organizer. It's often helpful to track sublists within individual errands items. For instance, as soon as you realize you need something from the hardware store, you might want to make hardware store the list item and then append a sublist of all the things you want to pick up there as you think of them. On the low-tech end, you could create a hardware store post-it. On the high-tech side, if you were using a digital list, you could attach a, quote, note, unquote, to hardware store on your list and input the details there. Because I travel in major metropolitan areas so much, I keep two errands lists, errands Ojai, where I live, and errands anywhere, for all those other things I can pick up even when I'm on the road. T-connectors for irrigation would go on errands Ojai, but get dress socks would go on errands anywhere. Office actions at office. If you work in an office, there will be certain things that you can do only there, and a list of those will be a useful thing to have in front of you then, though obviously, if you have a phone and a computer in your office, and you have calls and at computer as separate lists, they'll be in play as well. I'd use an office actions or at office list for anything that required an internet connection available only or even most conveniently in the office. For example, a reminder to download a large software program from the web would go on this list for me. At home. Many actions can be done only at home, and it makes sense to keep a list specific to that context. I'm sure you've got numerous personal and around-the-house projects, and often the next thing to do on them is just to do them. Hang new print, organize CDs, and switch closets to winter clothes would be typical items for this grouping. If you have an office at home, as I do, anything that can be done only there goes on the at-home list. If you work only at home and don't go to another office, you won't need an office actions list at all. The at-home list will suffice.